Listen now to a selection of news articles from around the world. On this track, Google's record fine from the European Union and NASA's plans for the International Space Station.
EU wants Google to pay huge penalty. Google has been fined a record €2.42 billion by the European Commission for unfair competition. The tech giant is accused of giving its own price comparison service, Google Shopping, priority placement in search results, and relegating rivals to later pages. This would not be such a problem if there were several big search engines. But Google controls 90% of the search market in Europe, giving it a near monopoly in online search. The fine represents just over 2.5% of the company's 2016 revenue. Google says that it will appeal the decision.
Lost tourist attraction rediscovered. Scientists believe they have found the eighth natural wonder of the world, 131 years after it was lost. The magical pink and white terraces of Lake Rotemahana on New Zealand's North Island were a global attraction until 1886, when a volcanic eruption buried them. Sadly, their exact location was never fully described, but after the discovery of a geologist's long-lost diaries, the researchers say they can estimate the location of the terraces to within 35 metres. The scientists are now trying to organise an excavation of the site.
More and more US drug deaths. Drug overdose deaths in America probably exceeded 59,000 in 2016, says the New York Times, the largest ever annual increase in the US. The death toll, up 19% from 2015, is blamed on an epidemic of opioid and heroin abuse, which has been made even more deadly by an influx of illicitly manufactured drugs. One such drug is fentanyl, which can be 100 times more powerful than morphine and is often sold on the streets as heroin. The newspaper says that drug overdoses are now the principal cause of death among Americans under 50.
NASA's plans to demolish the ISS. NASA is making plans to demolish the International Space Station, ISS, and send it plunging to Earth. The plans were revealed by NASA's former chief scientist, Ellen Stofan. The funding for the ISS is there till 2024, she said, but then it must start moving money to human Mars missions. If we keep it fully funded after 2024, it will compromise the Mars budget, and by 2028, it will start failing. It is huge, the size of a football pitch, so the overall plan is to drop it into the Pacific. The massive modules and fuel tanks of the ISS would create a series of gigantic fireballs as they enter the Earth's atmosphere.
No carnival for Rio? Rio's famous carnival may not take place next year, after drastic budget cuts imposed by the city's new mayor. Marcelo Crivella, an evangelical Christian whose church considers the event a profane party, promised to maintain investment in the carnival when he took office in January. But since then, he has halved the $600,000 public funding for each of Rio's 13 leading samba schools, saying the money will go to children's daycare centers instead. The samba schools now say they can't afford to prepare for next year's carnival.
Uniform error. The United States paid up to $28 million more than necessary on camouflage uniforms for the Afghan National Army because of the fashion preferences of the Afghan defense minister at the time. A report by the US Inspector General, charged with overseeing the war, says that US officials spent millions on buying the rights to a privately owned forest pattern that the minister chose from uniform styles he saw online. Only 2.1% of the country is forest, however, and the US military owns several similar patterns it could have used for free.